From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard general has been killed in Syria. General Hossein Hamedani was killed by Islamic State fighters earlier this week while advising Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. Shiite Iran is a key regional ally of the Bashar al-Assad government. It has provided military and political support for the beleaguered president during his four-year-long fight against a wide range of Sunni rebel groups seeking to overthrow him. The Obama administration, meanwhile, is pausing and evolving a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip rebels fighting Islamic State. The operation will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and training them in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Instead, the program will provide air support and basic equipment and training to vetted opposition group leaders, according to White House officials. Also Friday, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Russia is taking the wrong approach in Syria by supporting Bashar al-Assad. Speaking in London, where he was meeting with Britain's defense secretary, Mr. Carter said Russia is putting its troops and its citizens at risk by supporting the Syrian leader.
By taking the side of Assad against all opponents in Syria, Russia has, as we have said repeatedly, made itself a target.
The U.S. Defense Secretary said that by inflaming the kind of extremism represented by the Islamic State, Russia has suffered inside its own borders from that kind of extremism. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has met privately with the families of eight students and one instructor gunned down at an Oregon community college last week. After the family meeting, Mr. Obama said the country will have to figure out how we stop things like this from happening. But he added that the meeting was about the families, their grief, and the love that the country feels for them. A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted the president as he arrived in Oregon to console the families. Mr. Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the shooting. Tunisia's National Dialogue Quartet has won the Nobel Peace Prize for 2015. As Luis Ramirez reports, the quartet won for its work in supporting the country's democratization process in the wake of the so-called Jasmine Revolution.
The announcement came from Kasi Kulman-Fiva, head of the Nobel Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2015 is to be awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia.
The quartet is made up of labor unions as well as the Tunisian Human Rights League and the Tunisian Order of Lawyers. Tunisia was the site of the first popular uprisings in 2011, known as the Arab Spring. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
The UN Security Council has passed a resolution to authorize the European Union and other countries to board, search, and seize vessels suspected of human trafficking in the Mediterranean off the Libyan coast. The Council adopted the resolution under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which authorizes the use of force but limits its mandate to 1 year. It neither authorizes action in Libyan territorial waters nor on the country's coast. Matthew Rycroft is Britain's ambassador to the UN.
Any action will be proportional, in keeping with the limits authorized by this resolution, and used solely against the smugglers and empty boats.
The European Union started Operation Sophia in the southern Mediterranean on Wednesday to intercept human trafficking boats trying to enter Europe illegally. A week of violence between Israelis and Palestinians spread to the Gaza Strip Friday, with Israeli soldiers killing six men in border clashes, and the Palestinian militant group Hamas calling for more unrest. Hundreds of Palestinians advanced on the Gaza border during a demonstration. They threw rocks and rolled burning tires toward Israeli soldiers stationed on the other side. Israel said its military opened fire on the main instigators to stop their advance. At least 50 others were wounded. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.